Well, folks, we're going to enjoy Anderson Valley today. We have driven up 128, and this is one of the most beautiful days here of the spring. And we're going to be enjoying Handley Cellars here, and Mila's with us. Great to be with you. Your signature is Pinot Noir, but you have quite a few wines on the list here, and Anderson Valley has never looked more beautiful.
Thank you very much. Anderson Valley is a small valley, and from where we are at the winery, Handley Cellars, we're at the what's called the deep end, or the colder end of the valley. And 12 miles inland, you get to Boonville, and the temperatures are going to be a lot warmer. But this valley has become a Pinot Valley. Whether we like it or not, it's become the predominant varietal, and it just excels here. From some of the warmer ends to the very colder ends, it just does a really good job here, and we kind of like it.
Because you do very well with Pinot Noirs and have for years, but we're going to start with your Riesling and Gewürztraminer.
Yes, the Riesling and Gewürztraminer, these are important to us. We still grow a little bit of Gewürztraminer here, two blocks, but it's easier to buy it. Riesling, we do not grow here. The Rieslings would be very difficult to grow on the valley floor. So most of the Riesling in Anderson Valley is up on the ridges, and they get a little more sunshine and a little bit nicer weather and a nice minerality and not over the top.
It seems to be a varietal. These two varietals seem to be here. And were they here a long time ago? They grow very well here, and they do very well here. And what is the reason for that? Is it the coastal influence?
The coastal influence, and a lot of Rieslings are up on the ridges where they get some wind, but they also get a lot more away from the fog. And there's times the valley fog hangs around and really slows ripening. Every year it's different.
Chef just brought some food to the table, and it's time for us to eat. These are going to be great food wines.
They're really wonderful food wines. They pair well because the acidity of our wines, so you can have things with a little bit of extra fat in it and you don't notice the fattiness, but you get the nice yummy flavors. So they pair well. Rieslings pair well. A lot of people are afraid of them. I've actually sat at a table in our house here with all these people from New York, and they said, one wine, Desert Island, what would you have? And it was a unanimous Rieslings.
Well, we're going to do that right now, and Chef just brought a dish to the table. You're not hungry, are you?
I'm starving.
It's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel.